Welcome to episode 557 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 9 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. The Bible tells us that God will renew our strength. We just need to wait on Him. God will renew our spirit. We just need to ask Him to create within us clean hearts. God will renew our youth when we believe, because He satisfies the believer with good things. God will renew our mind when we turn from the world. God will renew our inward self, even while the outward self is perishing. This is good news. Regardless of our age, regardless of our history, regardless of our circumstances, God can make a new you. He is in the renewal business. A dictionary definition of renew would be something similar to make new, restore freshness, life, or quality, or to make spiritually new. When the Bible speaks of renewal, it sometimes refers to the physical renewal, rest, that is required for our bodies to continue functioning at their best. God Himself instituted a day of rest for His people every week. And Psalm 23 speaks of a physical rest only God can provide. Physical rest and renewal are a requirement of our imperfect bodies. While physical renewal is important, there is another type of restoration found in the Bible, spiritual renewal. Spiritual renewal is only possible in the life of a believer. When God created the first couple, they had a perfect relationship with God. But when they disobeyed, the relationship was broken and could not be restored except through the blood of a sacrifice. Eventually, God sent His own Son to die on a cross and rise again so our relationship with Him could be renewed. Before we come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, we are dead in our sins. But when we choose to follow Christ, we die to sin and our broken relationship with God is renewed. We ourselves are renewed as well. Titus 3 verse 5, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Although we will not reach perfection until we are in heaven with the Lord, Philippians 1 verse 6 tells us that the Holy Spirit immediately begins the work in our lives that will be completed that day. Renewal is a continual process for the believer. As believers are still prone to sin, it is important for renewal to become a constant practice as we seek to live lives that reflect Christ. Believers are called to be set apart from the worldly culture around us, to live in the world, but not be of the world. We are God's holy people and must not embrace the values of the world around us. This is made possible by the renewing of our minds. Romans 12 verse 2, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The renewing of our minds is possible through reading and meditating on God's Word. It is through the Word that we are sanctified. Believers have been given the mind of Christ, so we can see the things of the world as He sees them. When we habitually focus our thoughts on Christ and things above, our minds are aided in the process of renewal. There is another spiritual renewal available to believers, and that is one of spiritual rest. Salvation in general is likened to rest as we trust in Christ, not our own works. We also need rest and spiritual renewal day to day, just like our bodies need physical rest. This soul care can only happen when we focus on God and rely on His strength to sustain us. Psalm 54 verse 4, Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Renewal is always available. When we sin, we can receive forgiveness. When we lose our joy, we can pray to have it restored. When we grow overwhelmed or get tired, God can relieve our burdens and provide a balm in Gilead. We can find renewal. When Jesus was on earth, He often withdrew by Himself to pray to God. Communing with His Father was a way for Jesus to recharge and get ready for the work He was doing. Jesus relied on God's strength on the night before His crucifixion. That was what made it possible for him to endure what he faced. Followers of Jesus have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. In Isaiah, the prophet promises God's people that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Whenever we begin to tire spiritually, we should seek the Lord to strengthen and renew us, for it is His Spirit who will equip us to live for Him. Praise the Lord for Christ's promise-filled invitation. In Matthew 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Ways to Find Renewal This Year.
Number 1.
Go on a retreat. Create intentional distance between you and the hamster wheel of life. Jesus encouraged retreating, Mark 6, verse 31, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Note that after his baptism and before he started his public ministry, Jesus went on a 40-day retreat in the wilderness. Retreating is often most helpful and most impactful before we embark on something new.
Number 2.
Spend some time each day in silent meditation and reflection. Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." There is so much noise in our everyday lives that it is sometimes difficult for God to get through. Be intentional about finding silent time.
Number 3.
Take time each week to get out into nature. Maybe you can go for a walk in the woods or a park. Maybe you can drive out to a picturesque spot and do some praying or journaling. But be intentional and consistent in immersing yourself in nature, especially if you live in the city. Psalm 145, verse 5. "On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate."
Number 4.
Commit to a spiritual discipline or a spiritual habit that you will practice consistently. Maybe it's something that you do each morning or once per week or every day for 3 months. Philippians 4, verse 9. "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you."
Number 5.
Be intentional about keeping the Sabbath. Take time once per week not only to worship, but to unplug from technology, dig into the Word, fellowship with believers.
Number 6.
Be serious about service. Giving of yourself can be a deeply spiritual act of abundance, so consider volunteering your time to enhance the lives of those in need. Mark 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many."
Number 7.
Read more. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness."
Number 8.
Find a mentor. Find someone who can help you in your spiritual walk, just like Elisha had Elijah, and Timothy had Paul, and Joshua had Moses.
Number 9.
Detox. If you want greater clarity, consider cutting out or cutting out for a period of time the eating of food or drink that can fog your mind. Proverbs 23 verses 20 to 21. "Be not among drunkards or among gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags."
Number 10.
Journal, maybe once a day, maybe once a week, but find time to write down what God is doing or calling you to do. Father, thank you for the gift of renewal. Help us to accept that gift and use it to draw closer to you this year. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.